Well, where we at there, we don't have any building. They just got those big apartment buildings. They're building new buildings now by our farm where we are. And they're all big apartments. I don't know what they call them. I just know they're apartments. And
when you were younger, what sort of buildings would y'all have out on the farm at your aunt's farm?
Oh, we had those big, big houses. They didn't have any particular name for them, just the big houses, that's all. It's a large house. And they had like about 5 bedrooms, a big living room and a dining room. And then in the back of the house, they had a, let me see what they call that. A little cottage house. They call it a cottage house. In the back, a little cottage house where you can store things, keep things like you want.
Would there be places where they kept their hay?
That's the corn house.
Put their cattle up?
You can call it a corn house. Now, some people call it a laundry. No, it's not a laundry room. That's the call it a corn house, and it has some people call it a...
You know what a barn
is? Yeah. They call it a barn or a shed. But a barn, as you keep your hay and your feed in there, also your horses and your cows can go in there and get away from the rain, get out the sun and the rain. That's a barn for you. And they got doors where you can close your cattle in there if you want. That's the barn. Now they have some barns with an open door and some with a door to it. For instance, if you want to mate your cow, you want to put the bull and the cow in there together, you put it in the barn, close the barn up, thing like that.
What the doors you would?
Close them in.
Close the doors?
So they wouldn't get out.
Okay, a place where you would store hay, put hay up in the barn.
That's a corn house. That's all I ever know.
Okay.
They have other names for it now. They have the barn, or they have the shack room. Call it a shack room. Like we got now, he called that the shack room. We have 2 big barrels in there where we put the feed. And we have one corner off, we had 2 old ties, we cut them. I was going to put plants in it. We're using it for the hay and stuff. My daughter got 2 old inner tubes. She cut them and made a circle to plant flowers in it. We're going to put that in our front yard and plant flowers in it. You take the old ties, not the inner tubes, the old ties. You take the old ties and you cut them like points on one side. You cut points in it, like a star.
Yeah.
And you dig a little round circle and you put that tie in there and you push the mud back to it and then you plant flowers. It is beautiful. It's called a circle, a tie circle, and you plant flowers in there. And they're beautiful. You can put like those moss rows in there, or you can put I forget what you call those little plants.
Moss rows.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Now,
what you call
them. What about a place where would you keep your cows?
We keep the canoe stairs on the field, in the yard. Some places a field, and where we got ours is just a yard, a big yard. We call it a farm.
Would that field be fenced in?
Yeah.
Back building?
Yeah, that's fenced in.
Or you remember?
You got a drive back there before you go and look at them.
Well, remember when you were younger, they would just let the
cows. Oh, it was left out into our pasture. That's for the pasture out in the country. A big, big acres of land.
Yeah.
And they call that a pasture. And that was also fenced in with barbed wire so that your cattle couldn't get out with a big iron gate. Now that was called a pasture for your cattle, the horse and the cow. But you couldn't put goats and chickens because they would just pass under the barbed wire.